Into the rich maelstrom of twilight, pour all the harsh realities of the day, tumbling as though in a bowl mill, smoothing the edges of memory so that they could be hammered the next morn into plowshares. We sleep through it, through the mill, diving deep into the rich slumber of nothingness, where worlds more pregnant than those of the day, yet weightless for all of their import, carry us through the night. Into this dark world we fall, as though into a dream tumbling, awakening slowly through the years, shading our eyes from the sun, as though looking into it would make us blind. Occasionally, we will turn, as if in sleep, the more to rest each part of our existence, and look at the world from a different angle. The dream looks different, but it is the same long dream of life. Place your cares in this pocket, now in that one, and stumble on in silence. We clasp our dream, even as we try in vain to escape its grasp, believing the violability of the sun to be that of the dream, believing even that we could escape the dream and the sun before it abandons and escapes us. There is no bartering, no reward, no pool of riches. There is only the dream and the sun. But into this stilted paradox of presence there drifts the scent of reckless hopefulness, that there are other suns and other dreams.